Welcome to the Vital Dome Podcast for Wednesday, March 1st. U.S. equity futures are up modestly this morning. S&P futures are up 9 points. That's 22 basis points. Dow futures are up 49 points. That's about 15 basis points. Nasdaq futures are up about 43 points. That's about 35 basis points. The major European indices are trading up about 10 to 50 basis points. A lot of discrepancy beneath the surface in Europe, so very strong gains. In basic resources, up about 3%. Autos, which are up about 1.5%, and then luxury stocks, Kering, LVMH, Hermes, et cetera, all doing very well. You're seeing underperformance in a lot of the big safe haven groups. So real estate is getting hit very hard, along with utilities, staples, healthcare in Europe. And then Asia generally was green across the board. Hong Kong was a big standout. The Hang Seng rallied over 4%. So the main piece of macro news for this morning is the China MBS PMI. So this is the first look at the Chinese economy for the month of February. They were very strong on manufacturing and services. So continue to see a very robust rebound in that country's economy on back of reopening. So that is driving, that drove Hong Kong higher, and it's having a big role in Europe, driving the basic resources index up 3%. Obviously a lot of leverage to the Chinese economy, and then a lot of the luxury stocks too, which we know where China is a big market for them. You also had Moncler earnings in Europe, the luxury goods company out after the European close yesterday, very strong results. So that is helping all the luxury names to climb. However, you know, you also have the Chinese data is kind of exacerbating some of the same worries about yields, inflation, and the Fed. So you have treasury yields that are up a little bit again this morning, and that's kind of keeping a lid on stocks domestically. You know, the biggest overhang right now, I think, for U.S. stocks, investors are asking themselves two questions, one of which is, are we going to see the hot January data continue into February in the U.S.? You know, we're going to get the ISMs this week, so the manufacturing ISM hits at 10 o'clock this morning. That will give us the first look at February, but it's really not until next Friday when we get that jobs report. That's what people are really eager to get a look at. Remember, going back to the January jobs report at the beginning of February, that really kicked off a huge repricing in yield and Fed expectations. So people will be watching and scrutinizing this February jobs report next Friday very, very closely. If that comes in very hot again, then I think it's gonna cause a lot of disruption in markets. I think the expectation is you're going to see a cooling in labor momentum. And then the other big overhang is whether or not China is going to proceed and ship weapons to Russia and then subject its economy to sanctions. That's been a huge concern among investors. So, you know, you obviously saw the celebration in Hong Kong today on that data, but I think as far as US investors are concerned, there's still that big sanctions risk. I don't think China is going to subject its economy to those types of sanctions. I think the leadership is clearly focused on the economy right now. However, you know, there's a big gap between providing wholesale shipments of actual lethal products and then increasing the sale of kind of quote unquote dual use products such as drones. And I think you are going to see probably headlines on that front. And then it's unclear what the reaction would be in Europe and the US as far as sanctions are concerned. So those two risks are still very much in place. Those are, that's kind of the broad macro narrative for this morning. You did have a lot of earnings out of the US last night. I'm not gonna go through all of them, but I have details in the piece. You know, we're kind of in the, you know, most of the companies that are reporting now are too kind of small or insignificant to kind of move the entire tape, but there are a bunch of reports out in the US last night, and then more earnings out in Europe this morning. So take a look at the piece for all those details. On for the focus today, like I said, that manufacturing ISM at 10 a.m. will be watched, and then you have more earnings. So before the open, Abercrombie & Fitch, Dollar Tree, Kohl's, and Lowe's. After the close, Salesforce is going to be the big one. You also have Snowflake, Splunk, Veeva. And then you also have a Tesla analyst meeting today. And, you know, the main focus for that event, I think, is going to be the extent to which you see them start to outline, you know, plans for a mass market product that costs $25,000 or less. You know, if they have concrete details on that in terms of kind of production starting at the end of this year, early next year, you know, that would be very significant. But probably are going to acknowledge that that's on their on their planning board, but probably keep it vague as far as timing is concerned. And those are all the major themes and trends for this morning. There's a lot of other news, like I said, so take a look at the piece. And that is everything for today. Thank you for listening.